Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, many of you may have heard of the Great Resignation, taking companies by storm across America and Europe. But now there's another post-pandemic phenomenon to worry about. It's called quiet quitting. The term was first coined on, of course, TikTok, and has since taken social media by storm, resulting in an increasing number of young workers deciding to quiet quit. Quietly quit, really, is how we should say it. Here to tell us more about all of this is Damien McCarthy, CEO of HR Buddy. And you're very welcome, Damien, to the programme this evening. So tell us a little bit more about this. People aren't actually quietly quitting, or they are quietly quitting, but they're not quitting.
Yeah, so, well, I suppose basically to quickly explain what quiet quitting might be, it's basically where an employee says, you know, I'm not going to go above and beyond anymore. I'm not putting in any more extra hours. I'm only working my contracted hours, or I'm basically just going to do the bare minimum that I can get away with. And I suppose it is quite dangerous if this is happening inside in workplaces and organizations, because basically, if you have a team of quiet quitters, it means that you're losing your engagement, your innovation, and so on. And obviously, that is eventually going to have an impact on your business, and it can spread through your organization like a disease.
Oh, hold on a second. Does it mean all that? I mean, they're big, strong words you're using there, saying it's dangerous and potentially a disease. What you're talking about here is people simply doing the job they're being paid for. Is that not taking back control, not working for free?
Make jobs great again.
But seriously, though, is it not the worker not going above and beyond and not getting paid for it? The employer gets paid when the worker goes above and beyond, don't they? The employer benefits, the worker doesn't necessarily benefit.
Yes, absolutely. And I suppose we need to be very careful about generalizations. Look, there are different organizations, there are different types of employers, and there are also different types of people and employees. I would believe that quiet quitting very much, I suppose, when we focus on it, I think organizations need to go back to the core of the problem. So I'll give you an example. You know, I'll give you two organizations. Organization one has a workplace culture of, I suppose, expecting their workers to remain after 5 o'clock in the evening, and you know, most people don't go home until 6:30 and 7:00. They're putting in extra time, and if you're leaving at 5:30, 5:00, that's seen as, you know, a lack of ambition and so on. Organization two promotes life work balance and disconnecting from work, okay, and therefore they perhaps achieve a better engagement and innovation and perhaps sustainability inside in their organization, but they're not expecting people to remain on after 5 o'clock in the evening. Now, I think that organization two is getting it right. They will keep an edge, they will attract talent, and they will maintain the talent that they currently have. So their organization two most likely will not suffer from quiet quitters, organization one. So I would agree that...
Hold on a second now. How can you say that with such conviction? Because maybe, I mean, human beings are human beings, and maybe there are... Now, I don't want to use the word, but let's use it anyway. Maybe there are slackers in organization two. And the old adage, give an inch and they take a mile. I mean, couldn't that be the case as well?
Yes, absolutely. And look, there is also or always going to be the scenario of a small percentage of employees who will fit what you've just described, Cormac. But I think with this phenomenon now that's happening, and, you know, there was quiet quitters before TikTok, by the way. I know a lot of wise old articles who weren't posting on social media when they had quiet quitters. But, you know, now we have a hashtag for it. And I think it's also unfair to land it at the door of younger workers or Gen Z. I think they
big time,
might
because, can I just jump in there? I think you're dead right when you describe organization one, as you put it. I would say that that's a culture or an employer that's taking advantage of employees, wouldn't you?
I would also, and I think that is the phenomenon that's happening now. And I think it also may be kind of a residual mark from COVID-19, whereby, you know, we all lived in these busy, demanding lives. And when we got a break from COVID-19, we sat down and reevaluated and said, you know, we're not going back to that. Now, I think we might be in a good way getting away from COVID-19, thankfully, but we're turning to the hustle and bustle again. And I think there's an awful lot of alarm bells going off in people's heads. When when this hustle and bustle and demand is returning and they're saying, wait a minute, I'm not going back to that.
Yeah,
I'm calling it.
Is that not, Damien, a positive thing? I'm really interested that you seem to see this really as a very negative development. And I don't know, is it necessarily a very negative development? Like, I understand if people are just completely disengaging from their work and doing the bare minimum and, you know, literally just going through the motions at work and going home again. That's not good for anybody, really, because I can't imagine you get huge job satisfaction out of that. But for people who are saying, hold on a second, I'm not going to check my emails after 5 o'clock, even if, you know, I'm meant to be getting something really important in at 8 o'clock this evening because the company I work with is doing business with somebody in New Zealand or somewhere across the world where the hours are different. But no, that's not good for my work-life balance, so I'm not going to do that. You know, is there something in that that's positive, maybe, that people are saying, I'll deal with it in the morning when I'm at work?
I think it is very positive, but I think if someone has to or see that they are doing something like quiet quitting to achieve that, that is actually a failure. I think to achieve, you know, the right to disconnect from work, what we need to do is look at our culture inside in organisations, listen to our people. I think
but where
we
the
generally
employer
have a problem
where
across
the employer
the board.
Isn't doing that?
Well, I would agree. I don't think it's the right approach to achieving a successful organisation with your people if the employer doesn't have that approach.
Okay. But we've gone above and beyond, Damien, in this conversation because we've gone over time. So I'm going to have to say goodbye. But we'll have you back definitely. You're going above and beyond as always. That's Damien McCarthy, CEO of HR Buddy. Let us know what you think to 51551.